Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, Jaesu and Agent Daryl here at Fan Expo once again, and we're here with a fantastic cosplayer that we met at the Geekery grand opening about a month or so ago. We're here with Anna. How's it going?
Great. I'm doing really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Been following you a little bit on Facebook, and I wanted to talk to you because you're dressing as one of my favorite TV characters today, Emma Swan from Once Upon a Time.
I love her. I was so disappointed that she canceled today. I was going to get a photo and everything with her.
Oh, man, yeah. Like, she's one of those ones I've never seen at a con
before.
Yeah,
she's new.
Yeah, she's got the whole Star Trek thing, too. She was Kirk's mother, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
In the new reboot.
In the new reboot.
His dad.
Yeah. All I remember is Winona Ryder and Spock's mother.
And Chris Hemsworth was his dad.
That's right.
Oh,
yes, that's right. That's why I
awesome.
Forget, because it's that first minute in the movie, and then it's gone, right?
Yeah. Okay. So how long have you been cosplaying?
Oh, 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. What was the first cosplay you ever did, or first con you ever went to?
Anime North. I was dressed as a gothic Lolita. Actually, my mom made my dress for that.
Nice. Very cool. Oh, how long did it take you to put together your Emma Swan costume?
Well, I mostly bought it online because I don't sew myself. But, I basically just bought, like, a leather jacket, and that took, like, about a month to come
okay.
in. So.
That's cool.
And then the wig, obviously. And
cool.
It was probably my most easiest costume to put together.
Okay. What are some of the other cosplays you've done?
I've done Pinkie Pie from My Little Pony, and...
Sadly, I know who that is.
I love My Little Pony. I've loved them since, like, the 80s, so...
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool.
I also did Kaoko from The Grudge.
Okay.
She's, like, the ghost girl.
Okay.
I also did... Japanese Lolitas, obviously, and it's like the fashion genre in Japan right now.
Okay.
It's gothic Lolita. There's like different types of Lolita as well. There's sweet Lolita, punk Lolita, gothic Lolita, and then I forget what the other one was, but anyways,
cool. And thank you so much for taking part in our costume contest at the
Geekery. Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, it was cool. We appreciate you doing that, and you had a cool costume there as well.
Yeah, that was the gothic Lolita.
Cool.
Well, I also did Cinderella from the new movie.
Oh, okay.
Well.
Cool.
That was this past Anime North.
What's been your favorite of your costumes so far?
Probably my Pinkie Pie. Oh,
okay. Cool.
I put a lot of effort into that one.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you have any up-and-coming, are you working on any new costumes right now?
I'm actually thinking of working on Derpy Hooves from My Little Pony.
Sadly, I know who that is, too.
Well, I watch comic book men, so I know who that is by way of Ryan Johnson.
Awesome.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm also, like, working on... I've been working on this for years, just trying to put it all together. Amana Sama cosplay, which is he's a Japanese rock star in Japan.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's like, I idolize him, so.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, we were kind of chatting a little bit about this on Facebook. Are you going to create a cosplay page and a fancy cosplayer name?
I'm thinking about it. My friend Candy Cosplay, Candace, was encouraging me to do that, so I might have been thinking of it.
You should do it. Come up with one of these really cool cosplayer names the kids all seem to have.
Yeah, I don't really have much of a creative mind in that sense, but yeah.
Cool. Now, since we're a geek podcast, I'll ask you a couple questions that we would normally have on something we call the Geek Survey.
Yeah.
If they ever make a movie about your life and, let's say, your cosplay adventures, who would you like to play you in the movie?
Ooh. I hear a lot from my friends saying that I look a lot like, what's your name? Kirsten...
Dunst?
No.
That's MJ.
Kristen Stewart, there you go.
Oh, okay.
From Twilight. A lot of people say I look like her because I had the brown hair, brown eyes. Sometimes if I look a different
American
way...
American Ultra or something like that?
Yeah. That's cool.
I'm not a huge fan of her, though.
No.
It's hard to be a fan of Kristen Stewart. Yeah. Unless you're a really, really committed Twilight fan.
Yeah.
Which I guess there's plenty of those, too.
I like Twilight, but it's too much, you know? It's overdone.
Cool.
It's had its day in the sun.
Yeah. So,
or in the moonlight or whatever.
And what sort of things do you geek out about?
I geek out about My Little Pony. I said that several times already, but...
Cool. So I'm to believe then that my 10-year-old daughter will probably never outgrow that.
No.
Any other 80s properties that you're into, like Strawberry Shortcake, Rainbow Bright? That was always a big one, too.
A little bit Rainbow Bright, but not too much. I think
Full on ponies.
I was more into like the Dark Crystal, Labyrinth.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Great. And some movies of the 80s.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Very, very nice. What cons or events are you going to be going to next?
Definitely maybe Comic-Con. Definitely Hamilton Comic-Con.
Oh, cool.
I'll definitely be there.
Right on.
Anime North, I always go.
I've heard good things about that one.
I might, if I have enough money, go to Niagara Comic-Con.
Oh, that's cool.
We'd love to see you in Niagara, for sure. That's where we hang out. Of course, well, you know, you were at the Geekery, and you know the area.
Yep.
It's always nice when people come down and celebrate with us, Niagara style.
Definitely.
On the border.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us today, and I'm going to keep my eye on you and see if you do come up with the cosplay face.
Yeah.
I will like it.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, thanks a lot. Have a great rest of the con.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.